Girl, I got this big old boner, and I know you are a groaner, and your mama's name is Mona. She can get down if she wanna. We can watch some movie, eat some popcorn. Girl, I got pwn in a
bag. All right, cheers, everybody. We started off with that filthy song. That was Ian's suggestion, who's sitting across from me doing
You haven't even finished the best part. Hold on, you gotta get the chorus. Come on. Okay, put it in the background. Yeah.
Is this the chorus?
No. Still the verse. So you just gotta jam
onto it. Okay.
Just, you gotta let it go.
People at home, just trust. How long is this song before its chorus? It's already like a minute in.
Yeah, that's the way indie works. You know,
oh, this indie is
rap
indie.
Works. Yep.
Who
casual
is this?
Casual sax. Here it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you give them a nice plug?
That is Casual Sax. It's pretty old. That is Casual S-A-X if you're looking on YouTube. It has a video. Pretty funny. Awesome stuff.
Casual Sax. Now, is this a joke or are they like 100% for real? What do you think?
Well, it's two white guys rapping about how they want to finger bang your fucking muff.
Those guys are white?
Yeah, they're
the
both white.
Like, girl, I got a big old boner.
Yep.
Wait, hang on. Let me do something here.
Okay, you gotta...
Girl, I got a big old boner, derba, 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 derba.
That's right.
What'd you think? How was that?
Yeah. You know, the thing is, you didn't even play, like, the introduction of the song. You think it's going to be a nice, you know, sort of slow jam rap song.
Right. Right. Yeah, it sounds like maybe if Boys to Men and they made a last-ditch effort to get a little more hardcore.
Right. And then, like, the fourth line in the song is finger bang your fucking muff.
It starts off filthy. I mean, I thought, well, you know what the good news is? If this show ends up being filthy, we got it out of the way early.
Right. I think that anyone who realized, you know, or who wasn't sure about what the profanity level was, we maxed them out pretty early. But in case we didn't, cunt.
Girl, I got a big old boner.
Cocksucker.
Let me ask you this related to that.
All right.
So I have in my mind, maybe you don't have one, but I have in my mind like a 90s rap group.
Okay.
That I would say I pretty much love, but that is very embarrassing. Do you have any?
Like 90s rap groups that are pretty embarrassing?
Yeah, but that you sort of just have an abiding love for.
Oh, man.
For no real reason. Because I do.
You know, I think there's a sense in which, like, there's a sense, like, 90s rap, for the most part, if you're into some kind of 90s rap, it's usually okay.
Well, let me play a sample for you and see if it changes your mind.
Let's see what we've got.
Okay. See if you recognize this song. Name that tune.
Oh, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Crossroads.
It's kind of a giveaway when it starts out with boom, 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 boom.
I mean, I think there's a sense in which, like, I have a bit of nostalgia for this song. You know, because I remember the video where there's this black angel of death.
Yeah.
And he would touch people in the face, and then their eyes would turn black, like jet black.
Yeah.
They would die.
He goes up to this man on a porch and, like, makes a gun with his fingers, and he goes, tsh! It even has the gun sound, the tsh! And then his eyes turn jet black, and he falls off his lawn chair or whatever.
Now, the crazy part, if I remember this video correctly, it has a big black man with angel wings.
Right.
But it also has him holding a baby.
Yeah.
Which means at some point in the video, he killed he took a baby away.
Yeah, well, I don't think I think he's the angel of death. I don't
think he
murdered a baby with his... I think he's the candy man.
He's clearly not responsible, but there's a sense in which it seems like kind of an amazing thing to say, like, where there's some kind of creative decision where there's like, we would like to have a dead baby in this video.
Right.
And you're not Trent Reznor.
No, yeah. It is a weird thing where they're like, we want to do something... You could do something artsy if you want, but they don't seem like the right men for that job.
Right. If you want to hear my crazy sort of late 90s, early 2000s trivia, I think you're ready for this.
Okay.
Are you familiar with all the members of Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Are you? Because could I try and name them and you could tell me how many are there, do you know?
All right. Why don't you try and name them?
Okay, there's Busy Bone.
Yep.
Crazy Bone.
Right.
That's all.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Can you name how many?
I think
that
Busy Bone, Crazy Bone, and there's, I don't know.
Funny Bone?
Funny Bone, sure. But I think it was
dinosaur bone.
Dinosaur bone. Sure.
Can I tell you? Okay, tell me that. Then I want to tell you a brief story called Pimp Daddy Boney.
All right. Here's the thing. That I believe it was Crazy Bone, but I'm not sure which bone, like which one of the Bone Thugs in Harmony did a song, actually a pretty good song about going to jail and everything else, and he got someone crazy to sing the chorus. I could give you a million guesses who it was, and you would never guess
it. Give me a three-way guess, but you have to make, you know, the other two sort of equally implausible.
Like, okay, here,
Mariah Carey.
All right, here's your three-way guess, all right?
Okay.
Guess number one, Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Guess number two, Sade.
Okay.
Guess number three, guess number three, I will
okay,
go
well,
with Erykah Badu.
Not number three.
Erykah Badu.
Because you had to come up with that one, unless you're tricking me. What is Sade's most famous song?
Ooh, most famous song?
Yeah.
Probably got to be Sweetest Taboo.
How does it go? I don't.
Basically.
Would I know it?
No.
Because she's like kind of the Black Enya or something, isn't she?
Yeah, kind of new agey.
Okay.
But it's the kind of music that if you wanted to like get down into the sort of lit candles, rose petals in the bathwater kind of way.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the kind of person you'd have.
All right. Well, I don't do that. I don't care to listen to music because it takes away from the sound effects.
Right. Right.
That's our Foley artist, Tim. Thanks, Tim.
The sound of a mayonnaise jar and clapping. The thing that Tim left out was the sound of crying at the end.
Right.
Well, by both parties, in Peter's case.
He didn't want to take it to climax. That's going
right.
too far.
That's way too
We're
much.
We're not animals.
So anyway, Lauryn Hill, Sade, or Erykah Badu, but you've eliminated Erykah Badu.
I'm throwing her out because it wouldn't have taken you that long to come
right.
up with the real one.
Yeah.
So I don't really buy into Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
She was the Fugees, right?
Yeah.
And they did that remake. Was that song a remake or was that their song?
Oh, the Roberta Flack one. It's a remake.
Okay.
Which I should have just said, yeah, it was Roberta Flack did it first.
No, it was Fugees. Was that also the guy from Black Eyed Peas? Was he involved in that?
Which one?
I don't know.
Will I Am?
Sure.
Like, no, he wasn't involved as far as I know.
Okay, I'm going to say Sade.
It was Sade.
Thank you.
Way to go. But the thing is, like, Sade does the exact opposite kind of music. Like, the song you played, the Crossroads song.
Right.
It's kind of the slow jam for this rap group.
Right.
But if you could name another Bone Thugs and Harmony song, I would be astounded.
Wake up, get up at the port of the moon. Get up, get up, get up at the break of the dawn. Get up, get up.
I am astounded.
Thank you.
There was a second thing.
I have that. I mean, that's, again, secret shame. That is on my iPod.
I don't, yeah. I mean, I can say that I've gotten an iPod late enough in life that I don't have the same secret shames on it, so.
I don't know how no one has started a movie with that song. Couldn't you picture, like, what's that fucking movie where they had, actually the soundtrack was good, but they had Will Ferrell, he's waking up, Stranger Than Fiction.
Yeah,
so it's
okay.
him going through his morning routine. Couldn't you picture a movie like that, but a little shittier because he's trying to pretend to be gangster because they're trying to make the point of like, he's 50, but he's lame. So he gets up and his alarm clock is, wake up, get up. And he's in the shower singing and that's supposed to be
like
hilarious.
Like the Michael Bolton character in Office Space?
Yeah, and then he's in the shower.
Okay.
Well, no, but lamer, more feeble. And like he's in the shower, he's singing the song. But then, you know, it gets to the part where the guy's like, and he sort of starts singing it and trails off into nowhere.
I guess you'd have to go, it'd be tough to sort of make that work comically because there's a sense in which as much as Bone Thugs and Harmony is one type of thing,
mm-hmm.
the Michael Bolton character like had really hardcore stuff where he was talking
yeah.
about like, fuck the fucking bitches or back up in your ass with the resurrection.
Yeah, see, it can't be like that. It's got to be a guy who's obviously very soft. And this is his one, that's what he considers hardcore, is Bone
okay.
Thugs.
Okay, so he's like, Bone Thugs is a little bit too,
yeah.
like that's where his limit
if
is.
If anyone listening is going to a carnival anytime soon and could win me either a triple XL black already faded t-shirt of Bone Thugs and Harmony or a mirror with their logo painted on it so it doesn't work as a mirror or a piece of art.
Right.
That would be great. By however you could win that, please do that and then let me know.
Yeah, and make sure you can send it in. You can send it into lots of places and make sure to inform Peter. Now, how could you someone inform you about that one?
About
that win, that wonderful prize.
Oh, they could, well, you could tweet me, twitter.com/helpfulsnowman, facebook.com/helpfulsnowman, helpfulsnowman.com, helpfulsnowman@gmail.com, which we'll just do this right now. Still not one question for help. I thought they'd be pouring in by now.
Yeah, it seems like after a certain period of time, you'd get a lot of emails, a lot of responses, because you'd think that people would want the show to keep going. Why do you think people want the show to fail?
Well, there are a number of reasons. I would say because I'm a piece of shit, because they
true.
Don't like me.
Also true.
They're not fans of me in general.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Let's not get too crazy. But I think people are missing out on a big opportunity. What would you say? Do you have a piece of advice I've given you that you thought was poignant or special or...
A piece of advice that you've given me that was poignant or special. Well, you know, as a frequent contributor to the show,
sure.
I would say the best advice you've given me is that the more you contribute, the more you get out of it.
True.
So those of you who are listening who would like to get more out of the show, you should contribute more to the show.
Right.
And if you're not contributing to the show, you are a lazy, lazy person.
It's exactly like that. The more you put in, the more you get out. As Stan, if you could bring that. The more you put in, the more you get out.
Right. That new assistant, the Foley artist, is way better than that one you had a couple shows ago who was drawing all those people on the board for your hypothetical economic experiment.
Yeah, I found out from some feedback that it turns out that the sound of a dry erase marker working furiously in the background is not in the top 10 sounds. People would rather hear fucking Bone Thugs and Harmony than that.
Exactly right. And, you know, he did draw an excellent Magneto helmet, but it didn't help us at all to understand your plan.
I think you hurt his feelings when you told him it looked bad.
Yeah, I mean, he fixed it at the end, so I feel like the feedback helped, but...
He's sensitive. He's an artist of sorts.
Right.
So you came in today, and you had something you wanted to talk about.
I did. I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about, but I wanted to start off with some background, and I think I would like some of your feedback on this.
Okay.
All right. Part of the background that I wanted to start off with is if you've heard some previous shows, you don't know that much about me, and I should tell you that I do teach public speaking classes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And I assume you went to college at some point, right?
You could call it that, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I probably should know because we're related.
Right.
But, and I would like to ask, what was the worst speech you ever saw?
I didn't take a speech class.
You didn't teach a speech class.
I could tell you a speech that I saw, a professional, quote-unquote, speech I just saw recently.
Okay.
Basically, this work hired a company to come in and do demographics and tell us, you know, where the rich people live and where the poor people live and what should we do and what kind of that stuff.
Sort of to improve your job and all that.
Yeah. And she did it about an hour up front with behind her a map that was not of the right area. It wasn't even correct.
Wait. So like it wasn't even of the town?
Well, our town was encompassed in it, but then it also encompassed a bunch of stuff that was not in our county.
Okay, so wait. Now, the county we live in is one of the largest counties of the United States.
It's pretty big. Well, it was, yeah.
Like, I mean, it is one of the largest counties in the United States, so to go outside is pretty astounding.
So the information, she pretty much up top, we knew it was worthless.
Okay.
But then she basically somehow stretched it into an hour telling us that, well, looks like you guys are doing pretty good. The only other piece of information I remember is that she said it seemed like people in our service area spent more on their dogs in general or their pets. Now, she immediately followed that up by saying it's not our job to figure out what to do with that, but you guys have to decide. So they just kind of dumped this information. And I don't work at a pet store.
Right.
So it's not like a real interesting piece of information for me. So
I think it's safe to say, without revealing too much, you work with something, you work in an industry that has very little to do with dogs.
Yeah, nothing. Like, they're pretty much forbidden. Yeah. We have nothing for them. And then, so she talked for an hour. That's all I remember. Yet she was, you know, you see someone who is so boring that you can't even space out because you're just fascinated. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's a sense, like, it's, if you saw the most boring person in existence, right, you'd have to kind of watch them just to say you experienced the most boring person in the world.
Right. It's sort of like if you saw walking down the street the most beautiful man of all, not the most beautiful, you see a 9, and then next to him is the ugliest man of all time.
So we've got a 9 and the ugliest human being, like the ugliest male in human history.
Yeah, you'll watch the ugly.
So like Elephant Man times 10.
Yeah, you'd watch him because this, like, is your one chance.
The Nazis and the Raiders of the Lost Ark mid-melt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. He's slowly melting as he walks down the street, leaving a trail of his skin melting to the sidewalk. It's steaming away.
Now that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and he's got, you know, bad glasses.
Wow. Okay.
So all around pretty bad. So that's the guy I'd watch. That's more interesting to me. And so, yeah,
you know, it actually sounds like my roommate my freshman year in college. So,
old Melty.
Yeah. Did you never met him?
No.
Oh my God, that's a great. You never met Andres?
No.
It's worth, like, normally I wouldn't say his name, but there's a point to say that when I saw him on the when I saw his name on the application, like, you know, because you get your roommate name and their address and everything.
Sure.
Like, you lived in the dorm, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I assumed that his name would be Andre.
Okay.
Right? But when I met him, he insisted on being called Andres because it's spelled Andre, but with an S at the end.
Yeah. I know an Andres. Right.
And he had this, the way his skin was, like, you know how there are all kinds of people with bad skin.
Is this about to get racial, or are we?
No. It doesn't. Okay. Like, his race is,
because we don't talk about race.
His race is inconsequential.
Except, you know, the bad ones.
No. His race is totally inconsequential. This could happen to a person of any ethnicity. Like, well, absolutely any ethnicity.
I'm slowly losing interest, but go on.
All right. But he had this skin condition where it really looked like his face was melting.
Ew, like.
Yeah.
What was this, a diagnosed condition, or did he just look bad?
He had a lot, like, he had some severe acne, right? That was the start of it.
Great.
And it looked like, but it didn't look like he had normal acne where he would get pimples.
Sure.
It was like, it looked like there were sort of holes where the acne should be.
Like reverse acne.
Right. Sort of like he was the surface of the moon. And in order to treat this particular condition, the dermatologist gave him this medication that made him glisten.
So he's glistening and dented.
Right. He's glistening.
He looks like a golf ball.
Yeah. He's glistening. He's indented. But the thing was, he doesn't have, like, the indentations aren't perfect like a golf ball.
Yeah.
They're
crags.
Sort of oblong and sort of drooping down his face.
Now, were the indent, these are permanent, or they would go in and out and be morphing like Rorschach from The Watchmen?
Oh, morphing. Definitely morphing.
Oh, Christ. Before, you're talking to him watching his face slide around.
Yeah, I mean, it was slide around like sort of week to week.
Jesus Christ.
And the thing was, you know, in some ways he was a perfectly nice guy. Like, in many ways he was.
Every ways but his skin.
Right. But he is the kind of person that I could not imagine a woman sleeping with him. Like, I couldn't picture it even in an abstract way. Because he had a sleeping setup that would disgust even a college student.
Right. He had that skin.
Well, that's part of it. That's
he
not
does
even
sleep in his skin, right? Because if he does, that's going to be a problem.
No, he does sleep in his skin, but not only in his skin. He never cleaned up his half of the dorm room. Now, by the way, when you're in a
dorm, did you guys do like that movie and divide it in half with a piece of tape or something?
We never divided it in half formally, but there was a sense in which, like, now, you know better than anyone that I'm a slob.
Yeah.
I am a real slob. Like, I have
Slobosaurus.
Exactly. I mean, I have fast food bags in my car.
Yeah.
My room is always a mess.
I'm not even sure. It gets to where it's like, is there a floor to this car, or is it just compacted trash bags of, you know, Carl's Jr. that have just formed into a floor and are dragging on the ground, but they're so compacted and powerful that it never goes all the way away.
Exactly right. I mean, I do not disagree with that assessment.
Exactly right.
Yes. But here's the thing. I don't sleep in my car.
Yeah.
You know, in the
not
sense
yet.
Of, not yet. Not by choice.
Yeah.
But there's a sense in which, like, I have some standards that when I was in college, as much as I am a slob, my half of the room was clean by comparison.
Sure. This is the shitty thing about living in the dorm, though.
Yeah.
Is you're in one room, so, you know, your badge of honor is my one half of one room was relatively clean, but you still pretty much live in a shit pile. I mean, if I live
right.
in my apartment and I'm in my bedroom and half of it is clean and half of it is shit, I'm still pretty much living in the shit.
Exactly. It's your own fault. But if half of your room is pretty much like a standard college guy, mm-hmm. not terribly clean, but, you know, presentable, like
sure.
you assume someone lived there, but you assumed he probably wasn't getting laid very often.
Well,
right.
Yeah,
but this is my half, by the way.
I wasn't either, so I don't know what to say.
But here's the thing.
I had, pretty much regular skin, and I didn't sleep in garbage.
Well, I'm arguing that, like, you know, if you had a girlfriend, she would probably not have, you know, all of your textbooks and various things you found around campus stacked on a chair. But by comparison...
Yeah, chair, not a shelf, fellas.
No, that's right. I didn't learn that for a while. But by comparison, you saw my side of the room, which looked normal, to his side of the room where he abandoned his bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He didn't have the lofted bed thing, which you almost have to have in a dorm room.
Right.
He had a camping mat.
Like a blow-up one?
Yeah, like not even like a nice blow-up, like thick blow-up one that's mattress-sized.
Uh-huh.
Like the little minimal one that you would take.
The one that's a little smaller than your body.
Right, that one.
Like you're backpacking and you wanted just the bare minimum to not sleep on a rock.
Well, wait, let me correct that and say it's the length of a normal person's body,
mm-hmm.
but it's the same thickness and the
right.
same type.
Right.
So, but it's the kind that sort of is self-inflating, like it will never get very thick.
Yeah.
He had a blanket and a pillow with no pillowcase.
Why?
Well, and I don't know why. Like, what he wanted to do was he wanted to save space. No, I do know why. He wanted to save space so he could practice karate in our room.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So okay. he wanted to be able to, like, have a space for him to do his karate
mm-hmm.
in our dorm room.
Right.
And even if, like, he removed all of this stuff, there's a sense in which, like, I still had a bed and
yeah.
a computer, and we had a small television
yeah.
in the dorm room. Like, he still couldn't really work out. Like,
well, you know me. I'm a big proponent of the martial arts. I've been practicing Taekwondo for over 14 years.
Right.
But
how's that going, by the way?
Great. I mean, I've probably killed thousands and thousands.
Oh, not millions yet?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm a young, you can see those guys, they're old.
Fair enough.
But I know that one of the important things to doing the martial arts is having your body in balance and probably sleeping in a bed more important than practicing karate, I would say.
You know, I would agree. I think the thing that seemed insane to me at the time and still seems insane to me now is that not, like, I could say probably 200 yards away. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could look out a window if we had a window facing the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You could see a world-class recreation center.
Right. Lots of room.
Lots of room, karate classes, martial arts classes. You know, other people who do martial arts, mats and pads and all kinds of space to do it.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know what? I'd rather work in this half a space that's smaller than a prison cell.
Sure, but I think practicing karate is sort of like, I don't know, if your hobby was just drawing pictures of the Incredible Hulk nude,
okay,
you could do that anywhere. You could do that in an art class, but you'd probably rather do it at home because you just know it's embarrassing to see.
You know, I suppose so. I mean, it's embarrassing to see, but it would probably have helped him meet other human beings.
I disagree. You go to the gym, you see some guy doing fucking karate. Are you going to be like, that guy looks, even if he's great. I mean, I don't know if I'd be less likely to talk to him if he's great or terrible.
I don't know. I think, like, I would probably talk to him. I see your point where I would talk to him if he were, like, mid-range.
Yeah.
You know, like, where I was clearly, like, if he were clear, like, I don't do karate, unlike you who does taekwondo.
Sure.
Which I know is different, but.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I don't really know.
You know, but there's a sense in which, like, to someone who is mid, you know, like, someone would be mid-range, and I'd be like, wow, it's really impressive.
Mm. Yeah. You know?
But.
I still, why would you talk to that guy over a guy just on the treadmill? There's no reason to talk to that guy. I think he's just into this karate,
right,
so he can eventually wear the ninja mask and hide his face.
Oh, my God. He doesn't need that. He's got his own war discipline.
What does that mean?
Oh, my God. These were his three hobbies. Now, I don't want to smear him too badly, but this is sort of like...
Oh, yeah, God forbid.
Okay, but
here's
the thing.
When he goes for office.
Here's the thing. Like, we'll be talking a lot about sort of nerdy hobbies today.
Sure.
And his three hobbies were this karate he did in our dorm room.
Okay.
Okay. Chess on the online.
Okay, pretty bad.
All right. And this is the kicker. Laser tag.
Ooh. And he's 19?
19. And, like, here's the thing. Not only was he into laser tag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not the thing of, like, yeah, I'll get drunk with my buddies and go play laser tag.
Yeah, like, once every 2 years.
Right. Like, in the sense of, you know...
Like when you have that fucking asshole friend who's like, I'm having my birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. And then you get there and you quickly are like, ooh, this is fun for 10 minutes, but I'd rather be anywhere that has food.
Right. Like you'd want a place with decent food, or it's the kind of thing where you're 18 and you know, you're a certain age and you say maybe like, maybe not 18, but yes, 15, 16, where you say, yeah, I'll do laser tag. But then the next, after you're done, you're like, next year, paintball, you know?
Well, let's put it this way. You can drive a car when you're 16. Once you can drive a car, there's no reason to shoot a laser tag.
No, I agree, but...
You could just kill someone with the car. What do you need the fake laser for? You just run them over.
Not only was this guy into laser tag, like, and not in a casual way,
mm-hmm,
he had a team
with,
like, two other guys in different dorms at CSU.
Wow.
And they all drove to a... like CSU, Colorado State, which is in Fort Collins, Colorado,
uh-huh,
where I went to school. And they drove to Denver,
uh-huh,
which is probably like, I'd say a good 2 hours away.
Yeah, hour and a half.
Hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Like, depending on traffic.
Sure.
And
yeah, depending
where they are
on
in the
how
city.
Much traffic around the laser tag.
Yeah, you know, because laser tag is pretty busy. But there's a sense in which, like, he would drive to laser tag every, like, Tuesday and Thursday. Like, Tuesday was practice
twice a
day.
Week?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, practice.
You have a... they had a
you
team.
Don't just show up and play laser tag.
Right. They had team practices, and then they had the real thing.
Now, do you... When you're on a laser tag team, do you own the laser gun and the rig, or what do you call that even? Phaser?
No. Like, the thing was, they would go and... that's why they had to go practice, because none of them owned any of the equipment.
Well,
so,
yeah, sure. That would be fucking crazy.
Right.
Instead, like, drive 2 hours.
Right. There's a sense in which that I don't understand why, not only why did they do the laser tag, but why would they would drive so far to compete in this
sure
game, you know?
Sure.
But,
I mean, I did my, I don't know. I was on a volleyball team, and that was terrible. But that was 2 minutes away from my work, and I played
right
volleyball for an hour a week, no practice, and then I went home.
Right, and there's a sense in which you didn't think of this as your hobby. This was something like you were trying out.
I thought of it as a regret almost immediately.
Okay.
That's how I'd categorize it. That was a mistake. Guys, do not join a rec volleyball team. You'll think it's fun. Everyone will try and convince you it's fun, but here's what happens. Two games in, once you've lost both games horrendously, half the team gets real serious. They
right
want to fucking win. I'm like, we're still playing volleyball, right? This isn't, who cares?
Right. You're sort of like, when you signed up for the volleyball team, you kind of thought it would be sort of this beach volleyball thing where you'd have a beer in your hand
all
bikinis,
the time. Bikinis, beers. I'd be, you know, I went sunglass shopping. That's all I thought I needed.
Granted, you didn't live anywhere near a beach, but you had that image in your mind when you signed up, right?
I didn't think I lived near a bright blue volleyball floor with nets that came down from the ceiling and fucking weirdos who showed up in uniform outfits either.
Yeah, so you were totally not prepared for this volleyball experience.
No, I mean, I don't know how you could be, though.
Right. Now, but I would still say that volleyball is far more physical and less nerdy than laser tag.
Well, I suppose it's physical depending on... I mean, I do remember my abdomen hurt because I was laughing, giggling because of my horrific failures to hit and catch and... Well, catching you're not supposed to do. I learned that.
Right.
But all the things you're not supposed to do that I did, and then I would laugh. So I did get an ab workout, so that's something.
So you got an ab workout through hilarity, but...
Yeah, that would be my ab plan, is just like, join something you're bad at and then laugh.
So basically you could get the same experience by joining, say, a baking class. You're like, this souffle, or man, those rolls suck.
I think that's more of a slow burn.
Oh, okay.
That's the baking. It's got to be some... It's physical comedy. That's what you
want. Oh, okay.
But I mean, I could get it by joining... What's great about being me, one of the many things...
Many things.
Being horrible at sports is you can get great physical comedy out of any sport. There's no sport that I've yet found where I'm like, you know what? This is a very fluid and comfortable situation. I don't really see anything humorous about this.
Now, this is worth describing just for a little bit, like, because even though Peter and I are related,
mm-hmm.
we have some very different body types.
Sure.
Where Peter looks like a muscular athlete in charge whenever he steps
on charge.
The court.
In charge. Yeah, oh, yeah,
like,
okay.
You know, when he steps on the court, he looks like he would dominate. Now,
mm-hmm.
by contrast, I look like a homeless crackhead.
Well, that's going a little far, but
all right.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's a sense in which, like, if you looked at the two of us, you'd say, who's going to be better at sports?
Yeah.
Totally Peter.
And you'd be wrong.
Yeah. The thing is, as much as Peter has strength, right? Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Physical endurance.
Okay.
Absolutely. He, you know, and I'd say speed.
You know what this is like?
No.
If you got X-Men trading cards,
right.
They'd have a thing on the back, and it would be like, intelligence, speed, strength, and then it would have like a little bar that showed their stats. So then you could compare and you could be like, oh my God, look how much stronger Colossus is. But then for me, you know, so I'd have, okay, strength, endurance, speed, medium, but then we get down to some of the other categories, like, I don't know.
Wait, this is where I'm getting to the point of why, like, I would be better at many sports. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, so far I've got decent bars going across, but then...
Hand-eye coordination.
That bar is just barely coming off the side. You can hardly see it.
If you're looking at the X-Men trading card, it's like a 1, which is below average human.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Not even a normal guy.
Right.
A normal guy would be higher, yeah.
Agility.
There's no line.
It's like a 0. It's a 1, like half.
Yeah.
You know, like...
A fraction,
It's a fraction. And balance.
That actually, you have to tape a piece of cardboard on the other side of the card so that the bar can go into the negative.
Right.
Not even on the card anymore.
Exactly right. This is how the most pathetic basketball game one-on-one between he and I would look, hypothetically.
Oh, yeah. Bad.
All right. It would be, he could always run down the ball no matter where it landed.
Sure.
He could always... You know, he could jump high for those first, you know, if we were playing to 5, like those first 2 points, he would get those right off the bat.
Sure.
But he would get the ball over and over, but I'd say his shooting percentage would be less than 15%.
Can I tell you, while we're on this topic.
Okay.
Last weekend.
All right.
I don't want to boast too much here. Greatest athletic achievement of my life.
Oh my God.
To date.
Now wait, just to put this in context, you did pretty well in a marathon in the past.
I did okay. Yeah.
Okay, you got a medal in this marathon.
Sure.
Like, not a completion medal, but like an age division thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a pretty big achievement.
Okay.
All right.
We're at the bowling alley.
Okay. Athletic is in quotes from now on.
I'm wearing these very small shoes, and my feet look, you know, I look like a geisha tottering around in my bowling shoes.
Okay, so you're trying to make sure you have small feet so you remain attractive.
Exactly. I want people to look. Okay, so there are two lanes side by side.
Okay.
I'm on the right lane. Other people are bowling on the left lane.
Now, do you have bumpers or no bumpers?
No bumpers.
Okay.
Normal bowling.
All right.
Although it was, so we get there, and as you know, whenever I play a game, I quit playing the game immediately and just sort of make my own mini game within the game.
There's a longer story about this with the Bananagrams, but we'll get to that another podcast.
So, for example, in this bowling, it told you how fast your ball goes.
Okay.
So immediately my thing is like, I'm going to see how fast I can make it go because what am I going to bowl? 100?
Yeah, maybe? I would say that 100 would be a high estimate
if
for
I
you,
bowl
sure.
over 100, I feel like I did well.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so I throw it as hard as I can. The speed immediately stops working and doesn't work the rest of the night.
Okay.
I don't know if it was... I don't want to give myself credit. I don't think it was like 999 and it broke the system. I think it was just a piece of shit.
All right.
Okay, so that's over. So I'm screwing around.
Right.
Giving everyone shit, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So there's a girl bowling on the left lane. She goes up, throws her ball, and I wait. And
okay.
then I, you know, so the rest of the game for my night is make fun of people's bowling. So,
all right.
You know, I'm like, oh, nice fucking bowling. Something real witty like that.
Way to go, Twinkle Toes.
Yeah, something, you know, good. Like, man, you're shit at bowling.
Okay.
And then,
but more witty than your shit at bowling.
Yeah, I think it was good.
All
right. It was something like that, but maybe a little better.
Okay.
So then she, upon receiving that comment, walks back to where all the bowling balls are, picks up a ball, and just tosses it on my lane in the gutter.
All right.
So now I'm going to get a gutter ball. So, and everyone's laughing. This is when, you know, you cue the music, the heroic. Da,
da, da, da. Live to win.
Sure.
Till you die.
Okay, so
Sorry.
That's going.
Yeah.
And then I see it slowly rolling. I do the math in my mind, right?
Okay.
I'm like, if I pick up a ball and just heave it down, it'll beat that ball there, and
right.
I'll still get some pins.
Okay.
So I grab my ball. I run from where the balls are all the way up to the alley, you know, the little line, throw it down, strike.
Oh, man.
Everyone's watching. Everyone's cheering for me. This must be what it's like to win the Super Bowl.
Now, that's pretty awesome. Couple of things. First of all, I would like to comment that when you thought about, like, championship moment, I immediately went to an Ace Frehley song.
Okay.
Not, like, a regular Kiss song, but an Ace Frehley solo project.
Okay.
But it was in South Park, so that's my excuse.
All right.
Second of all...
Okay, go on.
Did you pick up, like, did you go back to, like, the ball area where, like, all the sort of reserve balls are kept?
No. Oh. I mean, they were in the little carousel.
Okay. Did you pick up, like, a ball that actually fit your fingers?
It was my ball.
Oh, it was your ball.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, like, if you just picked up, like, if you had gone back to, like, the ball, you know, sort of the reserve ball area.
Yeah.
And you picked up, like, this 6-pound ball and sort of, like, overhand threw it.
But
you're
sure. diminishing my victory.
No. Here. I'm saying, like, I still think it's a victory, like, when you just sort of don't even think about it. You're just trying to sort of, like, say a fuck you to someone who's tried to fuck you over. And not only do you, like, hitting one pin would have been a victory.
Right. I just wanted to be master of my destiny.
Right. And you were master of your destiny.
Yeah.
And I would say you were master of the lane.
Yeah.
At that point.
I mean, that was the end of the night for me.
Right.
What am I going to do after that? It's time for me to go home. Immediately.
It is time for you to go home.
Yeah.
But speaking of homes.
Okay.
It's worth getting back to our friend Andres.
Yeah, let's go way back. Okay,
right.
So I'll summarize. He's an excellent martial artist / laser tag aficionado sleeping
right.
on a camping mat that I'm sure matches the decor in the room very nicely.
Oh,
it looks
my God.
Actually very minimalist and good, and maybe he's just going with the Asian tradition, and his face is melting Go ahead.
Okay, so this is the thing. Like, everything about what you just said is correct except for one word.
Yeah.
Minimalist.
Yeah.
Where instead of filling the space that would normally be occupied by a bed.
Yeah.
He filled it with fast food garbage.
I thought that was his karate dojo.
Yeah, it's his karate dojo slash sleeping area.
Slash trash pile.
Slash trash pile, right. Where he had, you know, there's a sense in which when he came back from laser tag, he was always driving back from Denver.
Uh-huh.
And he'd always have Carl's Jr.'s bag.
Okay.
Which he would hit a Carl's Jr. in between Denver and Fort Collins.
Sure. Little road snack on the way home.
Right. And he'd always have a bag of it there. But rather than throwing it in the many trash bags you could find
or
in the
bushes,
dorm.
Or bushes. Or hallways. Or
even in when you're in a dorm room. Like, even if you had, like, if you had a one-room place. Like, if you had a dorm room or if you had a prison cell, you know?
Sure.
If you somehow generated garbage...
Yeah.
You'd find a way to get rid of it.
Well, you said he drove, right?
Right.
So in theory, he parked somewhere.
I mean...
He left his car somewhere. I think there's probably room for a bag on the sidewalk next to his car.
He could do that, or he could do what I always wound up doing, which was just leave it in your car.
Yeah.
You know, which, I'll say this, like, leaving it in your car does not make you a clean person. It still makes you a slob.
Sure.
But there's a sense in which you being a slob affects no one but you.
Okay.
Okay. But he put it in our dorm room,
mm-hmm.
and on the camping mat, because he had the fast food garbage all around him, he didn't have like a bed where he was sleeping a little bit above the garbage.
Okay, he was amongst the trash.
He was amongst his own food garbage.
So he might like roll over and then have like a fish sandwich wrapper stuck to his face or something?
Exactly. Like he okay. would be surrounded by food garbage. Like he would be surrounded by fast food bags.
Okay.
When he slept.
That's pretty bad.
And I sat there from this dorm perch,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I felt like I was looking at him literally from on high because I had a lofted bed.
Yeah, look at you, your highness up there in your loft bed.
I would like to say this. I had a lofted bed where I rarely cleaned the sheets because I was a yeah. slob. I had all kinds of... half folded, you know, I had Maxim and Playboy magazines there because I got
Maxim.
Yeah. I got a subscription to both of those because it was like $8.
Yeah. I'm
you
surprised.
Know, like, do I got
even,
that.
Do they even ship anywhere but a dorm or is the dorm the only addresses they ship to?
God, I don't even know.
If your address doesn't end in like box 485, they probably don't even know what to do with it.
Right. I can say this, that at the time I was a college freshman
yeah.
guy and I was embarrassed to get Maxim. So uh-huh. I don't know, you know, I don't know who gets that shipped anymore.
I can't even imagine.
But
I wish they shipped it not in a wrapper. But they should do this. They make an announcement where they're like, Maxim magazine is now going to just start calling itself Science USA.
Right.
And the cover will not indicate anything that's inside of it.
Right.
And we just ship it to your house. And they just announce this quietly on their website. And then, you know, you get Science USA. Nobody's fucking opening that. And they'll just put the most boring shit on the cover.
You know, like when I got the Playboy magazine, it always came in this plastic wrap,
yeah,
like that was totally blacked out.
Okay, but then you know it's porn,
right? You know it's porn.
Although actually, Playboy, I'd rather wasn't in the wrapper
exactly.
because I don't want someone thinking it's like swank.
Right, like there's a sense in which it comes in something where you don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I would have much rather had the Playboy. Like it could still come in the black wrap to sort of
sure.
you know prevent the you know campus crusade from Christ or whoever else
oh,
from
yeah.
you know taking a look and seeing a boob and freaking out.
Yeah.
But I would much rather the Maxim came in a black
wrapper. It's more embarrassing.
Rapper. Yeah, exactly. Because there's a sense in which, like, even if you got a Playboy, you could always have the joke of, well, I get it for the articles, or I get it for Norman Mailer's fiction.
You know, I have to say, I think anyone who's getting Playboy today, how much are they, I mean, we also have the internet, right? You could just Google Playboy Centerfold and see all of them. What?
Right. Like, to totally shit on your point, someone who's getting Playboy today is getting it for the articles.
That's
you know?
What
because,
I'm,
like,
that's what I'm
totally,
saying.
Totally, you know, it's totally not, because the articles are still not online.
They
but,
should probably just quit with the nudes. They'd save a lot of money.
Right. Like, they could just, you know, have a nude site on one hand and then just a short pamphlet on
like,
the other.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But what's worth saying is I had these sort of crinkled, folded Playboys and Maxims in my lofted, barely cleaned bed.
Okay, hot.
And
good.
I could say, you know, I could literally look down on somebody.
Yeah.
And be like, my face is not melting and I am not sleeping in my own garbage.
I'm still confused, I think, of why didn't he just keep the mattress and fold it? Well, I guess I could ask why all day. But
right,
the truth is he's just insane. I mean, is he still alive or has he shot somebody in, you know, a gaming zone or something?
God, you know, I can say that I was there for another 3 years and I never saw him once.
Yeah.
Like, I saw every other person I lived with on campus, like just walking around.
Sure.
You know, like if I lived with somebody or even like I saw people that I barely knew from the dorms, like I would see them walking around.
Right.
Or I would see them in the student center or I would talk to them occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
I might run into them at the bar later on.
Okay.
But him, I never saw again. Like once I stopped living with him, I never saw him.
Oh, well.
So
I could think of a couple possible futures. He possibly, they decided to risk it all and take the Laser Tag Team Pro.
Okay.
They decided to take, you know, Kronos Quartet. I don't know, something like that.
No, that's still way too cool of a name for them. It would have been like the En Passant team.
Ooh, that's bad. Okay.
Yeah, because they were all, yeah, anyway.
So then they went on the pro circuit.
Okay.
Which is actually just a giant trash compactor. You fall in and they just compact you.
For the good of humanity. And
you shoot your worthless lasers against the wall and think how much you've wasted your life.
All right.
He may have tried out for one of the Karate Kid movies and then got stuck in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And then he got trapped there and now he's the Molten Man.
You know, I think that the karate future is possible for him.
Yeah.
In the sense that if I got into the ring with him, uh-huh, you know, I would sort of have this moment where I wouldn't want to touch him.
You know what? Come to think of it, I did see him in a tournament.
Okay.
He was fighting an Asian man. I can't remember his name. Maybe Liu Kang. And I believe he was fighting under the name Baraka.
Ooh, didn't have knives, but I could see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melted face.
Like he had sort
bad
of
bad face.
He had a, well, the thing with Baraka didn't seem like Baraka had an overly tight face. So sort of in the opposite direction.
Okay.
You
well,
know, like,
he got like a surgery. He that got, was like, his some, corrective.
He went with the corrective surgery and the metal teeth
I'm
and the
calling with this loose face. I want a tight face. Give me a tight face.
He got the tight face and then all of a sudden they're like, well, we gave you the tight face, so why don't we give you some freaky, you know, single claws coming out from, your arms.
Yeah, but come on, man. Who is going to turn? If they could give you, you know, they're like, so you're going under for some cosmetic surgery. We could also give you, you know, ejectable knives that come out of your arms. Who's going to be like, eh, pass. Not interested.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Ejectable knives would always be useful.
You'd be a fool.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no reason not to have that. I mean, when they come out with Wolverine claw surgery, mark my words, there's going to be a long fucking line.
Schnickety, schnickety, schnike!
Yeah, everyone's going to have that. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I think eventually you would like to have girls talk to you, but
how
sure.
They wouldn't know. They're under your skin.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't have those little metal ridges that seem to come out every now
and
then.
Well, you could have those. Well, why would that matter? Everyone's going to have them.
Okay, so
they're not going to have a lot of options.
So it'd be like a piercings or a tattoo where,
yeah,
in the sense of like enough people have them.
It would be like that, but functional and actually cool.
Okay, so there's a sense in which it would be sort of an extension of the whole piercings or...
It'd be like if you had an eyebrow ring, but your eyebrow ring shot out a laser. I mean, it's not just some piece of shit that's stuck to your face.
All right.
That tells us way more about your identity than you think it does and nothing that you wanted to.
Right. So it would not only tell you something about your identity, which is you really like Wolverine or you really like comics.
No.
But it would have a purpose, too. Like, it's not just a one thing. Like,
I don't think you have to like Wolverine. It would be like this.
Okay.
If they made a lightsaber, You wouldn't have to like Star Wars to be like, I want one of those fucking things.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, that's sort of... It would depend on the use of the lightsaber, but to not beat a nerdy point to death, would it be the disappearing lightsaber or the cutting lightsaber?
What's the disappearing one?
Well, there's a sense in which if you watch episode 4...
Okay,
right,
too
yeah,
far.
In the sense of...
It's a laser sword.
Right. I mean, but it's an important point of like, because he hits
I'll
Obi-Wan...
I'll be surprised, but okay, go
right,
on.
Well, like Darth Vader hits Obi-Wan and Obi-Wan totally vanishes. Uh-huh. Okay? But in episode 1, right, they cut Darth Maul in half.
Okay.
So there's a sense in which like, could you hit the lightsaber, hit someone with the lightsaber and they totally vanish? Like they vaporize? Or it's like a cutting tool?
Which one of those would you turn down?
You know, I think that the vaporizer would be less useful.
I'm not saying you have a choice.
Right.
Okay, I come up to you and I'm like, I made a lightsaber. It vaporizes okay. people. Do you want it?
Oh, yeah, I would still take it.
Okay, I made a lightsaber. It cuts things. Do you want it?
Yeah, I would still take
okay,
the cutting
so
one.
Who cares?
Well, there's a sense in which, like, it would be... I'm just saying that if the only lightsaber you made could vaporize people, there's a sense in which there wouldn't be a whole lot of other uses for it. So if you had the vaporized lightsaber, they'd be like, okay, this guy's a serial killer.
No, man. How many people have a gun?
Well,
what's the use of a gun besides shooting something and making it die?
Yeah, I mean, there's a sense in which, like, if you had a handgun, it'd be kind of the same thing. It'd be a it'd be a defense weapon. But
yeah.
There's a sense in which, like, you want to kill something, but there's no way you could use, like, you wouldn't use the lightsaber that disintegrates as a hunting weapon, you know?
Yeah, but okay, all these guns, and they're like, oh, I use it to hunt. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference.
You hunt with a shotgun? I mean...
Well, birds.
Yeah, you shoot a bird out of the air, it's full of a million little BBs. Good one.
Yeah.
You know where you can hunt a lot of birds down?
King Super's poultry section?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Ooh,
okay.
Even better.
It's real easy to get them.
They're not only dead, but they're already cooked.
They often probably have some sort of BBs in them, but they're just cancerous cysts. Don't worry about that.
You know what the cancerous cysts add? Flavor.
Well... Something has to. God knows they've only injected 500 different kinds of flavor in there. It's getting pretty bland, huh?
Exactly. You know, I could always use a little bit more flavor.
Good God.
In the chicken. But going back to that original topic, we were talking about bad speeches.
Okay. Are we all the way? How did we get that far off and now we're back?
Well, I decided we should come back.
Okay.
I've become dictator of the show.
Okay.
All right.
Go on.
I was trying to think of the most boring speech I've ever seen. And it did remind me talking about my old roommate because I tried to think of maybe what was very, very nerdy.
Uh-huh.
And I had a poor student who hopefully will never hear this because he is a nice guy too.
Sure. Well, let's just say this right
let's
now.
Let's call him Bill.
No. We'll just say everything that's happening right now is comedy. This is all a bit that we've
okay.
worked out. If there's any resemblance to a real Bill... Whoopsie swoodles, that's a coincidence.
All right.
Go on.
Well, we'll call him Bill. And Bill did a rather long speech on a particular topic. And I've asked this to Peter before. All right. Peter, you played with Legos as a kid, right?
Yes.
Okay. At what age would you say you stopped playing with Legos?
Like 10. I don't know.
10? Okay. Yeah, pretty young.
I mean, young enough that I don't remember... Specifically stopping, you just sort of stop.
You just sort of move on to some other toy or
right.
some other thing.
Yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. By the time you have enough money where you could purchase your own Legos, you don't play with Legos anymore.
Fair enough. Okay. So what would it take you at, let's say, when you were starting college?
Mm-hmm.
What would it take, like hypothetically, what would it take for you to play with Legos?
Are we talking like a babysitting situation or are we talking about like getting rid of my bed and replacing it with an air mattress so I have space for the Harry Potter castle?
No, I'm talking like you at 18.
Uh-huh.
Imagine 18-year-old Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would it take for 18-year-old Peter to play with Legos?
Like drive to the store and get Legos and then start playing with them?
We'll just go with like build Legos.
I mean, if I'm sitting in front of the fucking TV
okay.
and there's two Legos, I might put them together. But other than that, I think it would take drugs.
Drugs, okay.
Yeah.
I'm basically saying that if you were 18 or so, it would probably take drugs.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying.
A babysitting job, like where you just have like a whole bunch of Legos and there's a kid there too.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's a little kid involved.
Sure.
Or some kind of crazy, you know, threat reward situation where there's either build this Lego set or I'll blow your head off.
Uh-huh.
Or Angelina Jolie says, if you build this Lego set, I will blow you.
You lost me.
I'm saying like there's a like if there were a awesome reward at the end of you playing with Legos.
Well, yeah, of course I would.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone said $5, I would play with Legos.
Okay, so there's a sense in which
it's not a resistance to it. It's just not around. I'm not just running into Lego patches on my way to class or something, or no one has them around.
All right.
Just don't see a fucking Lego from the age of 10 until you're like old enough that people start having kids around, and then you see those kids' Legos.
Okay, so there's a sense in which like if there were some incentive, like if someone said, hey, $5, you play with these Legos.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Would you buy... Now, what would it take for you to buy Legos?
I wouldn't buy Legos.
You'd never buy any Legos. Okay.
I guess if someone wanted them as a gift, I would. I mean, I have like a work friend who got the other one, Lego Harry Potter thing, although I think that's more about Harry Potter than Lego.
Okay, so there's...
I played Lego Star Wars.
Okay, so you played like the Xbox game or the PlayStation game.
Yeah, but I guess that's a different thing.
Yeah, it's more about the video game thing. So, yeah. All right. Now, did you know that there's a TV show or some kind of programming about Legos?
No.
Okay. Now, you remember those Technics sets back in the day?
Not really.
Vaguely, like where they were supposed to be sort of more complicated Legos where they had little plastic pistons and like plastic rotors.
Sure.
Okay. And the idea is you could build something a little bit more complex.
Sure.
All right. So what I learned about the other day was this thing called Bionicle.
I know about Bionicle. That's a very, that's spun off into many shows and junior books and that kind of thing.
Okay. So since you're familiar with Bionicle to some extent, right?
In movies. Yeah.
In movies. All right. What would you say the age range is for Bionicle?
Same as regular Legos.
Okay, so you're talking...
Maybe just more skewed to slightly older boys, but not a lot older.
So you're talking like 10 to 12?
Yeah, elementary school.
Okay.
The answer to all of these questions is once you're out of elementary school, there's no reason for you to really be in touch with Legos.
Okay, so I saw this speech given by a college-age guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, perfectly nice guy, by the way. Super polite. You know, one of those people, like if you had a class full of him,
I just
want
to hear the bad.
He gave an 11-minute speech about Bionicle.
Jesus Christ. What did he say?
Well, he talked a little bit about how Bionicle works, which is in the sense of like, there's sort of two ways you could discuss Bionicle, which is one is like how you put these pieces together, like how they're different from regular Legos.
Okay.
You know, because like a regular Lego sort of has those little buttons and slots and you put them together, you sort of just snap them together.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play with Legos now, but I'm still familiar with the mechanics. So.
Right, there's a sense in which like you have buttons, that, like you could put a Lego together without even really looking at it.
Yeah.
But Bionicle...
I suppose if
like,
I was trapped in a cave with Legos, I could assemble something in the dark.
Right, but if I gave you two Lego blocks right now, you could sort of snap them together without looking at it.
Am I supposed to answer that question? Of course.
Of course, yeah. But
I have arms. I have a brain, pretty much.
Right. But these Bionicle figures are supposed to have, like, they have little gears and little heads and everything.
Uh-huh.
And the thing was you could deal with the Bionicle people as sort of, like, just mechanical things. You know, like, as little things you build together.
Right.
Or you could deal with them in their sort of fictional world.
Right.
And he spent... Of this 11-minute speech, by the way, the speech was supposed to be between 5 and 7 minutes for the assignment.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I was sitting there holding up my fingers saying like, okay, 7 minutes, 8, 9, 10.
To be fair, we've just spent an hour getting to the end of his 11-minute speech.
Right.
Cut him a little slack.
Well,
but don't tell me more about how he's nice and handsome because fuck that.
Okay, but there's a sense in which he spent Of that 11-minute speech, he spent 8 minutes of it talking about the fictional world of Bionicle, which is all based on this, all these elements and things. Like, you put on these different little, you put all the little Bionicle characters have these little masks, and you put them on, and they have different powers, and all this other stuff. And I sat there.
They're toys. They're children's toys in a children's fictional universe. Is that the summary?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And I sat there and I thought, this was not like he was describing something his nephew was doing. He was describing something he was doing to a room full of other adults. And I sat there and I thought, like, man, I thought Andres was bad, but you...
Think that's worse?
You know...
If he had come in, given his speech about laser tag, is that worse?
You know, I would say that laser tag... at least has it resembles a sport.
So
you
if
know?
You had the choice, I said, you have one of two paths. Both are horrible.
Okay.
This is like, you know, one of those stupid O. Henry stories.
Okay. So I'm choosing between like the, yeah, all right.
A comb or being bald or whatever.
Like the comb or the, you know, the watch chain. Okay.
Yeah. So it's down the one road. You could, you will... For the next year, you know, you join a laser tag team. You've got to drive just an, let's say, an hour twice a week to practice. This is all on your dime, by the way. All
right.
Or you could get into this Bionicle, but that involves like buying the stuff, playing with it at home, watching the show for the next year. Equal time commitment.
I would probably go with laser tag still.
You're crazy.
I would still go with
you
laser tag.
You are crazy. You, at least the Bionicle, I mean, I'm just sitting on the couch. I'm in my underwear playing with Legos. It's weird, but no one else is involved.
Oh, okay. So you're saying like no one else gets to know. Like I don't have to tell people.
You don't have to.
This.
You could choose.
Okay.
But you don't have to.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if I don't have to tell people about it, I'd probably go with the Legos.
Okay.
But there's a sense in which, like, if I had to...
I was about to kick you out. I was about to be like, I don't think we can continue. You need to leave immediately.
I'm saying, like, if I didn't have to tell anybody about it, I'd do the Legos because I could keep that secret.
That's the whole point.
But here's the question I would ask to you. Imagine you had to tell a group of people that are not your friends.
Uh-huh.
Like, a group of 20 classmates...
Uh-huh.
Either about your laser tag hobby or your Lego Bionicle hobby, which would you do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a. I'd still go with the Bionicle just because they're both crazy. I mean, at least the one is less work. If I had to have one and then at the end it's I have to reveal to my classmates what I've been up to.
Right.
I don't know. I'll just do the Bionicle. I mean, who cares?
You know, I would still, like, if I had to get, like, if I knew I had to tell a whole bunch of people at the end, I would go with laser tag over Bionicle.
All right.
Because I feel like laser tag, I could say, like, hey, I do it with my buddies. We're all kind of the same age. We play against other guys who are the same age.
Sure.
You know, there's a sense in which I could say it's our thing as a group. You know, as much as it's a group of nerdy, weirdo people,
sure,
I could at least say there are other people who do it,
okay,
like that are my age. But with sort of Bionicle, it's I'm doing this by myself.
I see what you're saying,
right?
It's a social thing, but to me, the going through the year of doing the laser tag but then having the slightly less embarrassing speech is not worth it. And I feel like I can't imagine it'd be like you go to laser tag and hang out with some awesome dudes.
No.
They've got to be at least equally shitty to your roommate, right?
I will say, like, as much as Andres had his problems, like, he sort of seemed to be able to deal with human beings.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was not a bad person. A lot of his friends were bad people, like, fundamentally bad people.
I am going to have to disagree. I think if you're sleeping on a camping mat when for no reason,
yeah, I mean,
you're a bad person.
Yeah, but he's doing that to himself. Like, he had, you know, a couple of his friends would be like, assholes to other human beings.
Yeah,
you know,
but you're just doing bad at life. You're not
right.
Doing
you're doing
it.
Like you can do bad at life, but there's a sense in which like the guy, like the homeless guy who's sleeping in the, you know, in the entryway, might be doing bad at life, but that doesn't make him a bad person.
Yeah, but I'd rather be a rich asshole.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I mean, it's what you would rather be, but it's sort of like if what you would rather deal with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, do you have more to say on this Bionicle?
You know, I think that I was impressed that someone could talk for 11 minutes about essentially Legos, you know?
Well, to be fair, too, I mean, I know you've done this many times, given this sort of assignment, but like,
right.
If someone told me I had to give an 11-minute speech on something,
uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, I'd pick something, but it's going to be shit.
Well, I didn't tell him 11-minute speech. I said 5 to 7.
Oh, and you're like giving him the light, and he's still like, I'm not done talking about Bionicle.
Well, it's like, here's the thing, that this is the thing that I thought was even more astounding than just talking about Bionicle, all right, is that if you knew for a school assignment, someone was saying like, okay, 5 to 7 minutes.
Uh-huh.
At what point, when you're seeing signals like by the minute?
48 seconds.
Right. Okay, so you would stop at like 7:48.
No, 48 seconds total.
Okay.
They'd be giving me the signal of, okay, we're ready for you to start. And I'd be like, I wish you'd gotten that because I'm fucking done.
Right. So there's a sense in which
everything,
like,
I mean, let's just do it.
All right.
You, let's see. Just, there's a clock over there.
Okay.
You can see what time it is.
All right.
I'll give you my, how long is it supposed to be?
5 to 7 minutes.
5 to 7 minute speech on Bionicle.
Okay. All right. We'll just count it from what the time says right now.
Okay. So you'll give me, you know, a half minute or whatever.
All right.
Thanks, everyone, for coming to listen to my speech today. I'm going to try and keep it brief. I don't want to bore anybody. I know you all have to listen to my speech, and I have to listen to your speech. So I'll be in your shoes, or seats, as it were, pretty soon. So I'm going to try not to waste too much of your time. I'm here to talk to you today about a subject that's very near and dear to my heart. It's something that I picked up in my youth, but I think there are a lot of things in your youth that you pick up and then you let go. Like so many spilled glasses of juice on the floor that ruin your mom's kitchen floor and she never really forgives you. In my case, it's Bionicle. What is Bionicle, you ask? That's a good question. 1 minute so far. So Bionicle is, you can narrate into it, it's okay.
No, I'm just doing as it would be in the situation, so keep going.
All right. So Bionicle, what is a Bionicle? Who is Bionicle? Where is Bionicle? Why is Bionicle? I think I want to focus on the why is Bionicle. Why is Bionicle? I don't really know. It's like if you took a Lego, but you made it more like a gear, and it's also a man instead of a brick, but it's also bricks. That's what a Bionicle is.
That's 2 minutes.
I'm kicking ass so far. That's what a Bionicle is. There are a lot of different kinds of Bionicles. They're based on the elements. There's like a cadmium Bionicle, helium. He's like a balloon man made out of Legos and balloons. There's an aluminum. It's kind of like if you've seen the other ones are like Captain Planet. So there's Weend. That's a Bionicle from Asia. There's Fire. That's the best one, obviously. There's Earth. That's David Robinson as a teenager. The Heart. I don't get that one. Water. Is that all the elements? I think that's all the elements I care to talk about today. 3 minutes. So let's get back to Bionicle. There's a whole fictional universe around these creature guys. They run around. They seem to do a lot with volcanoes. I think those seem to be a pretty common plot point. I'm guessing there's also a submarine or something, but maybe they can swim. I don't know if they need to breathe if you're a Bionicle. Maybe you can just design your own scubas. Scuba is a self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. That's something you can use if you're swimming underwater. And Bionicles might use those too. I don't know if they need to or not, but they seem pretty crafty, so maybe they would just want to. You can buy Bionicles at your local store if I've piqued your interest. You can probably also see them on your television. I'm guessing on like Disney or Nickelodeon or one of those Saturday morning things where, by the way, have you guys seen those lately? Commercials are crazy. It's a commercial for that's like guitars, and it shows, you know, a shitty RC car going over a ramp, and then it'll show a thing that's clearly for a girl. It's like a doll with a distorted head going down the stairs and giant eyes. In conclusion, I think we've talked about the where, Bionicle, the why, and to some extent the what. How of Bionicle? Go out and get it yourselves. Thank you.
All right. So basically, even counting, sort of cheating on the counting, that was just under, that was probably like under, it was under 5 minutes.
That seemed like 3 hours to me.
Yeah. So it seemed like 1,000 hours.
Yeah.
Didn't it? Now,
that was horrifying.
Now, there's a sense in which if you'd had,
I'd like to cut that out and just put in a thing that says, like, I just gave a complete stupid thing for 4 or 5 minutes. There's no reason to hear it.
Now, what's worth saying is that I think you should leave it in, because I want you to picture something like that.
Uh-huh.
It is more detailed because the guy was obviously way more knowledgeable about Bionicle.
He knew some things about Bionicle.
He knew everything about Bionicle.
I know. I mean, what the things yeah. you've told me are what I know.
Right. So imagine something like that.
Uh-huh.
But hyper detailed,
mm-hmm.
and more than twice as long.
Yeah.
Like in this case, we're looking at like 3 times as long.
Yeah. Well, I would at least walk out of class knowing about something I knew nothing about. I'd be like, well, I know fucking way more about Bionicle than I ever thought I would.
Yeah. I think that I learned a lot about Bionicle.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did. I look forward to some future presentations I have coming up
sure.
in class.
Duplo.
How Play. Dare you? Duplo is not even a real block.
Playmobil.
Oh, my God. I have something even better than all those Legos and toys.
Hmm.
All right. I had one student who's ready to do a speech
uh-huh.
about how FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency,
I'm already uninterested,
is going
on.
To put us all into concentration camps.
Is this for real or is this someone fucking around?
Oh, this is for real.
Now, is this like some kid from Montana or something?
I know this is a guy.
Of course.
Because I teach at a community college, like i.e. junior college.
Yeah.
And it's someone who is sort of not had his life go the way he wanted.
Really?
Yeah. So he's coming back to school to sort of improve his career.
A non-traditional student, a.k.a.
Right.
crazy old person.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm going to learn how FEMA is going to wreck us all.
This is going to be good. And they're going to put us in concentration camps.
Right.
Not when I get my fucking Wolverine claws. They're not. No camp can hold the Wolverine.
Schnickty, schnickty, schnick.
We all learned in Schindler's List 2, The Reckoning.
Exactly right.
They should do something like that. They should do more crazy shit.
So you're looking for some kind of Holocaust film where the Jews rise up as mutants.
Well, I mean, we got a taste of it from
Magneto.
Magneto, yeah, because he was, well, he just bent some bars. I think he maybe that's part of his problem. He has a few regrets from the Holocaust period when his people were nearly destroyed, and he was like, "Well, I took out part of a gate."
Yeah, that's true. It never really clarified. Was he Jewish or was he just in the concentration camp for some reason?
I don't know. Doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah, I guess not.
I mean, I suppose it would to you if you were there, but
yeah.
To me sitting here in 2011, it doesn't really matter that they were shooting a man into a flaming ditch because, you know, of his crazy religious belief or because he was a gypsy, whatever that
is. Or he was just he just happened to live in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And there are many good reasons to murder a man.
Many, absolutely.
Many men. Many, 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 many men. Well, I think I'm going to queue up a little something here. Do you have any last words of advice for anyone? Maybe they're looking to give a speech here.
Well, I would say, like, the thing is, remember when you give a speech in public, you're giving it in public, so it doesn't mean you can't present yourself, but present the best version of yourself, not the Lego-loving, FEMA-hating person of yourself.
I agree. Lie. You know what? pick up a good hobby just so you have something to talk about, something cool. Learn how to cook a steak.
Exactly.
I don't know, something like that. All right, well, this has been another show. I had Ian across from me. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you guys soon. We got the bus and rum. All night we hide up the back.